All right, so we are going to go ahead and start our call. And today, of course, we have our lovely Dipal Shah back with us. I don't know how many years it's been, Dipal, for you to be on From Heartache to Joy, but I know it's many, many years.
2017.
Holy cow.
2017. Wow.
That's crazy.
What, 6 years? That is amazing. That is really amazing. And we've had many, many shows with Dipal. She's brought us many wonderful, amazing energy products. And today is no exception. Our topic for today is rejuvenate your vital organs. Rid your body of liver and kidney imbalances at quantum speed. Dipal is known for her quantum speed stuff. She's got very fast acting energy work. And for those of you that perhaps are joining Dipal for the first time, maybe you haven't heard her before, or maybe you just need a refresher on what Dipal does, because we tend to forget from time to time, right? Dipal Shah is a medical intuitive and mindset expert who offers a transformative experience for empaths to gain control of both your body and mind through powerful tools and techniques. With her certified intuitive program, you can awaken your spiritual mastery and achieve physical healing for your body, mind, and spirit. Dipal's quantum body awakening modality teaches you how to communicate with your body, remove blocks, heal the hara, and restore prana to the organs, glands, and systems for healing at the core. Dipal will guide you every step of the way to develop confidence, overcome fear, and live authentically. Her intuitive healing training equips you with the skills to heal yourself and others using your, is it eight clairs?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Yeah. We get to learn something new, as always, with you. That is so awesome. So officially, welcome, Dipal. Wonderful to have you here with us.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's always wonderful to be here. And hello, everyone from Heartache to Joy. It's so wonderful to reconnect with you once again.
Yeah. Do you like this format, Dipal? You get to see me and Gretchen, and we're kind of talking like in a living room.
I know. I feel like it's such a better connection. Even the energy feels different. So I really do like this.
Yeah. And I think it was high time that we got away from the audio only. The audio quality was just not what we really wanted. It was getting worse. So hopefully this is going to be an exciting new change for everybody. And we get to see your messages. Dipal gets to see them too. So, you know, this is more interactive, I think. So I'm going to jump in. Gretchen is going to help chime in from time to time. So the first question I have for you, Dipal, is, what do you feel is happening with empaths and light workers? And, you know, as you know, they are, most of the people in our community are empaths and light workers. And what's going on with their vital organs?
Yeah,
you know, your package is about. Go ahead.
So when it comes to your health, right, you find yourself a lot of times grappling with a sense of injustice, like, why me? Maybe your life is not unfolding as you expected. I know that happened for me as I was, you know, every different stage of my life. And it makes you deal with this intense sense of anger, fatigue, and just these unresolved health issues that maybe conventional medicine just cannot address. And the frustration is where you don't have answers. So I understand that your yearning is there for rapid healing and an end to this tumultuous roller coaster that you feel trapped on. Now, as empaths, light workers, and healers, we aspire to transcend to limitations, you know, of the 3D realm. Like, we want to go beyond, right? We're all trying to get to that 5D space. We need to take our body there. We've got our mind there, right? We've got the higher spiritual chakras there, but we need to take our body there. But we're so confined we're confined here on earth and confined here in the physical. And we often take on and absorb energetic and physical ailments that we never anticipated. And it leaves us feeling disempowered, sick, and anxious. Mm. And really, honestly, Aram, what I've found is sometimes we're even jealous of those who have the perfect health, right? Mm. And so let's admit, it can be overwhelming to be here on earth, let alone handle the barrage of experiences that come our way on a daily basis. And it's time to establish this deeper connection with our bodies. And that's why I'm so compelled today to share with everyone here my extensive experience in both Eastern and Western medicine, because here's what I've observed with empaths, light workers, and healers, and those who are highly sensitive, we struggle. We struggle with the three most important functions, and it leaves our bodies unwell in the long term. And those three functions are metabolizing, filtering, and detoxifying. And this makes it makes
it so struggle, Deepal, more like what is it that makes us as empaths struggle more, or light workers or healers or?
Well, what makes us struggle more is the fact that we just like to hold on to everything. We have such a hard time letting go, even though we're like, yep, I let go. I am ready to let go. But there's so much within the liver and the kidneys that is stuck that we are not letting go because we've never really paid attention to them as much, right? Mm. If they're not working properly, our entire body is basically going to fall apart. Because these three processes are not happening properly. I mean, I've had the privilege of working with so many people around the world, and it's a similar struggle. It's a frustration every single day. It's a journey, but everybody's tired. Everybody wants to heal quicker. But it leads them to the state of depression and anxiety because there's so much overwhelming energy that's stuck in the body. And then there's some resistance that comes up because there are these beliefs that are like, okay, can I really heal? I don't know if I'm ready to heal. I don't know if I'm ready to let go. I've held on to this disease for so long. And it's not even the disease that you're holding on to. It's the energy behind it. You know, I grew up in such a conservative family. Right? My parents, I grew up in a Hindu family. My parents were emotionally and physically distant. I faced various hardships, academic challenges, bullying, a strict father. And all of this took a toll on me. And it also took a toll on me as I grew older, but I never realized it. How much of that, those are just experiences, but behind those experiences are such deep emotional residues that we hold on to. And so all of this manifests as stress, illness, and it resonated as inflammation in my body. So a significant portion of my life, Aram and Gretchen, it was like well into my 30s that I struggled with feeling inadequate in my parents' eyes. And even today, I struggle with that, to be honest. And so it's something that there are certain things we will always find ourselves working on. And I constantly felt before that I needed to prove myself. And as I start to unfold and unravel what I'm really holding on to, it's making me become my true self. It's making me recognize that I'm not a failure and I'm not alone on this journey. And we have to recognize that, but we have to work in the liver and the kidneys and help all these emotions and stories metabolize, filter, and detox so that our body can work with us. Because for the longest time, I've dealt with rosacea. I've dealt with digestive issues that were so uncomfortable. And do they show up time to time? Sure they do. right? That's just saying, hey, there's something that you still need to work on.
Thank you for being a human, Deepal.
I try. I really do.
Yeah.
I love the hearts, guys. Give us a reaction if this resonates.
Yeah, I love the hearts. Well, you have to tell them how to give the hearts because I actually don't know.
It says reactions on the bottom. If you just click on that, it pops up. And you can
here. I did a heart too. Cool.
But I love how you explain that because, you know, I ran a quick poll while you were talking about empaths just to see in our audience. And so 56% of the people that are listening right now feel they're empaths or light workers. And well, I think like 20% are unsure.
I think it's only 3% that said they're not. The rest of them either think they are or they know they are.
Yeah.
So we have pretty much, I mean, it's not shocking.
I was an empath. I had no idea. I actually was a pharmaceutical rep. I was just on my day, right? Doing all the normal things that people do. But I was so emotional. Like I took to heart everything that people would say or do around me. And I never understood that I was taking on other people's energy because even if I heard something on TV or somebody tell me a story, I would just cry. And I didn't understand why I was so emotional. And people are like, you're so sensitive or you're so emotional. And I'm like, you know what? I am what I am. Like yesterday was Mother's Day and my daughter wrote
me this. Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for reminding that. Again.
Yes, happy Mother's Day. My daughter wrote me this really emotional letter, but everything gets to me. And she's like, Mom, why are you crying? And they're like, why are you crying? I'm like, because I'm emotional. Like you guys touch my heart, you know?
So beautiful. That is so beautiful.
So you don't know that you're an empath, if you're here in this space, you are an empath. And I can definitely show you ways and how to really embrace that.
Yeah. And I think it's so important to know how to manage these energies. And excuse me, especially if they're getting stored in our vital organs, because I can tell you, ever since the rioting started here, which was on 10th of May, first 2 days I was out, boom, you know, I was angry. I was feeling like, I want to go do something. I was getting filled with hate. And then I was like, okay, hold on, wait a minute. What's going on? This is not me. This is so alien. And so I had to then sit and process, and I'm still doing it because every day there's something new that comes up and it's like, whoa. And the environment around me, I literally am sitting next to the windows and right behind it, it's like, that's where the riots start.
Yeah. And Aram, it's interesting because what's coming up for you, like in your liver, is like these defenses are up because there's such aggressive energy around you. And the situation that you're in is telling you that you're not, even though you're not engaged in it directly, but you are. And so the trauma that stirs up, like within your liver and kidneys, you're still trying to metabolize, process, and detoxify this. But because the environment is getting so aggressive, it's like your kidneys and your liver are trying to work harder. And that's what happens. They try to work harder to filter out these external energies, but it's coming in so fast. And so I am so glad when we do the actual process, you're going to find a huge sense of relief when we do the process.
I can't wait. So what are the typically the traditional ways that you have found that people use to clear out their vital organs? Or maybe another way to put this question would be, what are we not doing that we should be doing?
Right. Well, now is the perfect time where I find everybody's doing some kind of detoxes or cleanse for their liver and kidneys, whether you're taking supplements or herbs, but most people tend to do like smoothies and juicing and water cleanses for 21 days. And sure, all of that does help a little bit, but let's go even deeper, right? We need to uncover what you are holding on to subconsciously. Because yes, these detoxes and juicing and things like that will take care of the current symptoms, but they won't take care of the long-term symptoms. Like, I remember working with a client who was doing a ton of detoxes every year. Well, twice, 2 to 3 times a year, she would do detoxes, master cleanses, everything that she could possibly do because of weight, right? Over the winter, we put on some weight, and now in the spring, we're ready to clean. But what she was also dealing with was knee pain, brain fog, overwhelm, stress from work. She was feeling unfocused, and of course, her hormones were out of balance. Now she was frustrated and ready to give up because every year she's like, I'm doing these things, but it's not helping. My body goes back to the way it was. And so when we started to work, she started to notice how much more clarity she started to have, and that she was really able to manage her daily tasks without so much of the overwhelm. And she realized that once she started to tune into herself more and really cleanse the emotions that were coming up, because a lot of times we just put them under the carpet, right? We're like, okay, I'll attend to them later. But there is no later when it comes to your emotions, especially when they're strong and they're showing up strong. And so when she started to do the work, she started to see the results a lot quicker without the hassles of all these detoxes. You actually realize you don't need to do that many detoxes when you do the energy healing. Mm. You know, we do it for a physical reason, but that's about it, you know. But many of us do believe that we must accept the hand that we've been dealt. And the truth is, we actually have the power to change our circumstances. If you want to expedite your healing journey, do not underestimate the importance of nurturing your liver and kidneys, because these organs orchestrate how our body and mind responds each and every day. You know, I want to share with you this recent story that I had about a client who was facing skin issues, deteriorating eyesight, fatty liver. I find it so common, even for those who are not drinking, they're not drinkers, having fatty liver diagnosis. And by the way, you can reverse fatty liver. So don't think you have to live with that. But this client, it hindered her ability to absorb essential nutrients. And despite being told by the doctors that there was no solution, we delve into the past life experiences during our sessions. Mm. And as she released the burdens of those lifetimes and the associated diseases that she had in those lifetimes, she finally found her relief and liberation. And by the end of the session, she was amazed as to how she felt. And a lot of times, I do find that people are like, oh, I feel lighter, right? That's our natural response after a healing. What does that mean? Mm. Feeling lighter, excuse me. It doesn't just mean that we feel lighter in our body. We know that something has changed, something has shifted. But we find that the light comes in so strong that we're like, ooh, I feel lighter.
Mm.
Excuse me.
So denseness has moved away and now there's more light.
Exactly. Exactly.
Love that.
Mm.
Love that.
So we give our body that opportunity to heal with light. So if you're feeling lighter, don't just take it like, ooh, I feel lighter. I mean, I want you to take it in saying, ooh, I feel lighter, like that light is coming in. So, you know, because we have a lot of responsibility and functions within our body.
Wow, so, Gretchen started another. I love this feature, Gretchen. I love it.
So we started a poll on who believes they have liver or kidney issues. And 75% say they do, 25% say I'm not sure. So what are some symptoms or something, you know, that they may be experiencing. I mean, from what you've already taught us, I would say emotional issues for sure, like from childhood, kind of like they kind of like got stuck there would definitely be a sign. So without even
the physical. Are there specific emotions that are stuck in kidneys and liver that we might, for example, I know liver has to do with anger, right? I don't know. I'm just asking deeply.
So what I'm finding is yes, everywhere in the texts online, if you Google what emotions are stuck in the liver and kidneys, it's going to say anger and whatever else, fear. But what I'm finding is that we have 34,000 emotions. It cannot be just anger and fear, okay? Because I have found a lot more than just anger and fear. Sure, they could be primary emotions because we all have anger. We all have fear to some extent. However, there are 34,000 other emotions that we can experience. And what people are really hiding in there, what they're hiding behind their stories, the emotions that are hidden behind the stories, people have no idea. Sometimes I find that some of my clients don't even know what kind of past life they've had. I mean, I don't even know some of the past lives besides my Egyptian and Greek past life, you know, but we don't know what we have been through. And that's why it's so nice to have somebody that is psychic, who has mediumship and who can channel this information that can, if you want to know, can help you find that resolution that you're looking for, right? We don't always know what emotions we're holding on to, but I know 100% that it's not just anger and fear. There is a lot more. And so, you know, when it comes to healing, we have to look at a lot of different energies, right? We have to look at our childhood experiences, our karmic, how many cords or what cords we're still attached to, what people, what stories we're still attached to, and how many imprints are there in the subconscious, and they all have emotions attached to them. So once we heal that, and what I found is many of my clients, we go back to in the womb during the different trimesters. I mean, for me, my parents, my dad did not want me as a child, well, as a baby. And because they just weren't ready for one. And a lot of times as first-time parents, you may not be ready for that first child, but it makes a huge impact on the information exchange, especially between the parents and the child that is growing inside the womb. And it is most crucial time where the fetus takes on everything and embeds it in the nervous system and in the liver and the kidneys. Now, the liver and kidneys, remember, they work with all the other organs and systems in the body. They nurture all the other systems in the body. And if they are not healthy, you will notice that you are dealing with like things such as, okay, so think about this. Do you ever have cracked heels? Has anybody ever had that?
Cracked heels?
Yes,
skin on your heels crack. Especially.
Yeah. Dark under eye circles, graying hair. Oh, right. Some people, you're only 20. Why do you have gray hair? Right.
Yeah.
These are all first warning signs of liver and kidney imbalances that are missing. Low vitamin D. Right. That's common. Multiple bathroom visits, which starts to happen later. But the wrinkles and the teeth and the gums and the eye problems, they are all related to the liver and the kidneys.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. That is, somebody just said, oh my God, I got gray hair at 18.
Yep.
Wow.
I know. And so we miss these signs. And I can't tell you how many people come to me because now they have swelling in their ankles, right? Like I just had somebody, and we neglect these problems. We're like, oh, it's just swelling, right? Or it's just pain, it's going to go away. But what is it really doing? How is it really connected to the liver and the kidneys?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so glad we're doing this today, because
I am so glad too, because it seems, I mean, especially after that poll, that if 75% people think that they have kidney or liver or both, then this is a very, very important call. I am wondering, I have other questions for you, but I'm wondering if we can maybe start taking questions from the audience, if we can maybe do a one-on-one demo. How do we do this, Gretchen? They don't turn on their video, right? Because that's going to create a lot
of confusion. Just raise your hand. There's a hand button. I don't know where, but I see some raised already. You guys know. Oh, they're going up. Also, Deepo has the group process too.
So do we... We can do the group. Let's do the group process towards the end. I love having this one-on-one interaction because I might lose my internet in maybe 30 to 45 minutes. So let's do that. And cool.
All right. So well, I'm just going to go in order here, what I see here with you guys. And so the first one, your name is Destin. I'm going to allow you to talk. So you'll have to unmute yourself, because there you go.
Hello.
Hello, welcome.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Me.
Yes.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello, dear. We can hear you.
Hi.
How can we hear you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Can you hear us?
Took a minute.
Oh, good.
I was wondering what's actually, if DePaul could help me figure out what's going on. Last night, well, for the last couple of weeks, I've been having where I feel like I'm kind of fighting with, or not, in where something was actually trying to control me. And then last night, something changed. I ended up going into the ER room because I was like overwhelmed. And now I just don't feel quite right. And I feel kind of like I don't have, I feel like I'm not in control in this moment.
Okay. So when I look at your liver and kidneys, yes, there is a, there's a few blockages within the metabolism, filtering, and the, detoxifying of your environment. What's happening outside of you, you're because you're so empathic, Destiny, that you are affected by everything, anything and everyone outside of you. When you took that visit to the hospital, number one, your nervous system is kind of it's stuck from the top and the bottom. So right at the brainstem and the bottom.
It's
where it's the prana, which is the life force energy, is not traveling properly up and down. But in the liver and the kidneys, you're holding these old stories from past lifetimes where you're bringing in these low vibrational, and I don't see them as necessarily entities, but I see them as low vibrations. Okay, entities are very strong. And they tend to wreak havoc in your life. Okay, I'm not seeing it that strong, but I am seeing it as a low vibration. And so when you went to the hospital, you brought stuff home as well. Do you mind if I go ahead and go in the liver and kidneys and just start to release some blockages for you?
It feels like on the left side too. Yeah, please.
Okay. So I love using my stone, and this is a tourmaline, and I was really called forth to use that today to really pull the energies out from the liver and kidneys. So if anyone else feels like they are holding on to low vibrational energies that are not serving them and where the prana is not correct, right within the nervous system, right in the spine and the brain, just go ahead and be open to receiving, okay? And just notice how you feel, Destiny, and everyone else. Just notice. You can close your eyes if you wish. I'm just pulling these energies out and resetting the prana as I go with some beautiful golden light. And you might feel that coming in through the crown or coming in through the root, because we're bringing it up in through the bottom and from the top all the way down into the body. And really coming into the liver and the kidneys and just flushing them out. How are you feeling, Destiny?
I'm actually feeling a lot, like a lot of things moving around.
Yeah, you're going to feel this moving out very quickly. Let yourself, I'll just allow yourself. Okay. And I'd love to work with you some more going into that past lifetime as to where you're bringing this from, because that is the root to where this is all stemming from. Okay, there we go. How does that feel, honey?
Oh, that feels better. I'm actually feeling it out of my feet and everything. Yeah.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. So allow that to work for you for the next couple of hours. It's going to work for at least another 3 hours, okay?
Thank you, DePaul. Thank you so much, Gretchen.
Awesome. You're so welcome, my dear.
You sound much different. Like there was definitely, your voice sounds much stronger.
Yeah, more relaxed too.
Yeah, for sure. Good job.
Thank you.
Awesome. All right. Is it Marsha who's next?
It is Marsha. Yes. Let me. There you go. Marsha, is it Marsha? Yeah. Unmute yourself.
Got it.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Marsha.
Hi, DePaul. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, honey?
Great. Especially now that I'm talking to you.
Aw, tell me what's going on.
Well, frequent bathroom visits is probably one of the things, like getting up in the night. And the food sensitivities, and they seem to manifest in my saliva glands and in my lymph nodes. So I don't know if that has anything to do with the kidney liver thing. But I've done liver cleanses. I've tried to, you know, right now I'm doing a parasite cleanse because I recently read that pretty much we all have parasites and it can really affect your body and it can affect your weight. And I would love to lose weight.
Okay. So here's what I'm seeing. When I go to the liver and the kidneys, and I know you've done liver cleanses, but it's important to work the two together. When you're doing a cleanse, don't just do a liver. Like, and what I'm saying is that, especially on an energetic level, because what I'm finding is that there is in the subconscious, as I move into the master cell of the liver and the kidneys, which is where I find the energy is stuck, okay? Because the master cell says, to all the other cells, this is how we need to function, okay? And when it's not doing its job correctly, and when it's stuck with a lot of stories and a lot of trauma, it's going to sit there and rewire all the other cells to keep playing these stories again and again, okay? So when I go into the master cell of your liver and kidneys, what I'm finding is that there's this hardship, okay, that you have been through, hardship, lack of power, lack of drive, and these unhealthy relationships that are keeping them from really giving the light and the life force energy that your body needs to thrive and work better, okay? And so I can see that that not only the second chakra is out of balance, but also the third. So I'm just going to work through the liver and the kidneys through the master cell, okay? and I'm going to use my tourmaline. Notice how that feels, Marcia. Do you feel that?
Not sure.
Okay, that's okay. Some people feel the energies and some people, they don't feel energy, and that's okay.
I have just a knowing. My knowing says yes.
Okay, good. 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 I love it. I love it. Okay, this beautiful master cell is starting to clean out. And we're metabolizing, processing, filtering, detoxing all the old that you've been holding on to. There's some unfulfilled agreements from past lifetimes that are coming up and some ancestral energies, some emotions from your ancestors that you're holding on here. And when I look at your bladder, it's as if it has weakened over time. The walls are weak. Okay. So we just need to strengthen that. So make sure, you know, I'm also, you know, if you look at the program, package B would really help you so we could work on strengthening this. Notice how you're feeling right in the reproductive, like in the pelvic region. You're going to find that there's more balance from the top half and the bottom half of the body and the top chakras and the bottom chakras. How are you doing, Marcia?
I'm doing good.
Good. Okay. Take a nice deep breath in and a nice breath out. How does that feel, honey?
Good.
Good. Be sure to work with these energies. Just allow them to work through you for the next hour.
Okay.
Okay.
Happily. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're so welcome. Now, funny enough, I felt a lot of energy moving in this one, but for me, it was in the chest.
Yeah.
So that's really interesting.
Everybody will feel it in different places. So perfect. So be open to receive when I'm working on somebody, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. I messaged everybody too. If you just say yes, and you want to receive the energies as Deepal is working with someone, you will receive them. I want to address this one question from Susan.
There's a workaround, Susan.
Yeah.
So I just Googled it, and you can raise your hand if you're using Windows, Alt Y, or Mac, Option Y. I don't know if that helps you or not.
Well, she's saying that she's vision impaired and she doesn't want us to stop doing the phone meetings. So I wanted to just let her know that if we continue with these video calls, which it looks like we will be rest assured, we are going to, our plan is to extract the audio from these videos. So the videos would go on YouTube as well. And then what we will do is we will put this across different platforms of podcasts. So we will ask you guys before we release them on a podcast, like, what do you use, Spotify or, you know, SoundCloud or whatever it is, but we will put those across different channels. So you will have the audio only version if you so want. For those of you that still haven't figured out how to raise your hand, it's not showing up on my screen because we're hosts, but it should show up at the bottom of your screen and it should say raise hand. And then when you click it, it places you in the queue. Destine said, I really like this video format. Thank you. We kind of like it too, but we want to make sure that everybody in our group, in our community is taken care of. So she did ask her husband to type out the message. She's asking, because she's vision impaired, does that have to do with anything to do with the liver and the kidney.
Yeah.
You already mentioned that it affects your vision. You did mention that already.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Eyes, deteriorating eyesight is a huge, huge warning sign that there is a liver and kidney imbalance. Can I work on her a little bit, Aram? I'm finding that there's a sense of not wanting to be here in this world. And there's been four lifetimes where she felt displaced in this world, and just displaced in her family too, where she doesn't belong in that family. And she's been through so much neglect. The words are coming up: abandonment and abuse. So I'm just going to clear this, because the master cell within the kidneys and the liver are holding on to this, and it's going up into the meridian, like the channels, the nadis that go up to the eyes. So if we can release that, then we can help the eyes open up some more. So let's go ahead and clear the energies.
I'm saying yes to this one too, because abandonment and all that.
Throat energy, guys.
Yeah. I've had it too. I just like a lump.
Yep. And it's on the right side. I can feel it. The angels are coming through. Allow these angels and guides to heal you. They're here to help each and every one of us find our way, find our balance, find our harmony, nurture our body, let go, clear, cancel, delete all that no longer serves, leaving this body healthy and well, leaving the eyes healthy and well, opening us up to see the world as it is, accept all that is around us, accept our inner light. You're too afraid to accept that inner light. Allow it to come in. And this is going to require a lot more time and work with me. So I'm going to do what I can for you at this time, my love. All right, I'm just going to ground your energy, because that was very, very strong for you and everyone else. Take a nice deep breath in, guys, and notice how you feel as all the energies start to shift downwards and transmute into the earth. Thank you.
That was beautiful. Thank you. That was powerful. Yeah, I felt it. Oh. Susan's husband is typing that she's crying. That's so beautiful. That is so beautiful. And thank you, Mr. Husband, for helping her out. Thank you so much. We want to make sure that she gets the help that she deserves.
I love it when the spouses, Mindy also, you know, I love it, Aram, when the spouses are there for their significant others. You know, I had this one lady, and I'll never forget, she was doing, she came to me because she's like, people, I have so much anxiety that it's creating panic attacks because my husband lost his job, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, so we did the healing for her, and she emails me back, and believe it or not, 2 weeks later, she's like, Deeple, due to your work on me, my husband got a job, and he's getting paid more than what we expected.
And wow.
So happy, because what we do for ourselves really impacts our loved ones. And it's not shifting the energy just for us. So always remember that we are shifting the energy for everyone, because if we are connected to everyone and everything, and we take that into consideration, our liver and kidneys are also connected to everyone and everything.
Agreed.
Yeah, we want to help humanity. We want to help everybody and give, right? Yeah. But then here we are stuck with these health issues. And guess what? When we start to uncover those, and start to heal those, the people around us get impacted and they receive an abundance of light too. And it shows up in so many different ways in their lives as well.
That is so beautiful. So let's send Susan and Mindy and everybody a lot of love. If you guys can send some hearts. Susan said, she said, thank you very much. She felt a lot of relief. Mindy said that this was I really felt this one. It was very powerful. So really awesome. This is so good. I love it. Now, Gretchen, you wanted to pick Sarah. You have to find
Sarah. You did have your hand up and it's not up anymore, but you did write in. I'm going to allow you to talk because you have a very special birthday on the 25th of this month. So Sarah.
91. Yeah. 91 years young. And Somebody wanted to know, how do I unmute myself? You don't. We unmute you.
Oh, so, my God.
Sarah,
Hello, Sarah.
Ooh, oh, my God. I'm going to start crying from happiness. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. And it's okay if you want to cry. We're always okay with that. It's a safe space. This is so cool. So you're going to be 91 on the 25th in 10 days.
Yes, I am.
Awesome. You spring chicken you? That is awesome. I love it.
I bring in a lovely energy and I send out love. I have so much love for mankind. And so I would love a bit of help with my health. Although I'm for 91, I'm doing very well, but a little help will always help.
And awesome.
I had so many questions and suddenly my mind went blank because I'm so overwhelmed. This is the first time I'm actually talking. Wow.
How long have you been listening to From Arctic to Joy?
As long as I can remember. Oh my God.
Oh my years. God. That's so cool. That's so cool. Well, I'm glad we got to talk to you today. This new format is working.
I think one thing that you wrote, Sarah, was about holding on to, you were part of the war. Is that right?
And yes, I went through World War II and I was under Hitler as a Jew. So I'm sure I have many wounds that could use some healing.
Mm. It's interesting, Sarah, because as soon as you started talking, of course, I felt this overwhelming sense of joy and happiness, and I couldn't stop smiling, like it hurts. but I could also hear your liver and your kidneys, like that master cell is screaming rage and violence and lack of freedom. And so when I, and you know, my throat, it's interesting because today my throat keeps getting stuck for everybody here. You know, there's a lot of energies that people are holding on to in their throat because, you know, you had this culture that you were a part of, and it's created this cycle and pattern, and you keep trying to break free from it, saying, okay, no, I am freedom. I have freedom now. But it's like, it's almost like you're still having a hard time accepting it. Does that resonate with you?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So what I want to do is I want to help you purge out these negative experiences out of your kidneys and your liver. And is there any physical symptoms that you're feeling at this time in your life?
Yes, I have a physical, I've got so many of them. I don't know which one to talk about first, but yes, kidneys. Yes, I have difficulty urinating.
Any pain at all?
Pain in my legs.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to move through and I want you to notice if the pain in your legs gets better for right now. And then when we work together, then I can work on a lot of the other things that you are dealing with as well, okay? But I do want to start clearing and doing this mini process to help cleanse the liver and kidneys. And I'm using my tourmaline, okay? So you might feel some pulling and tugging, because what happens is that the body's fighting sometimes, saying, no, I need to hold on to this. I mean, you've got 9 decades of stuff that you're holding on to. So you've not only experienced war in this lifetime, but multiple lifetimes of these war type energies that are stuck within the liver. And it's time for you to break free, okay? And get out of these patterns and let's heal. Let's bring in light, asking the guides to bring and shine in their beautiful light upon your liver and kidneys right now to dissipate, dissolve all the stories and experiences that are of violence and rage, where you weren't treated properly, where these negative thoughts take over, where you're triggered, where you're still emotionally invested in those experiences.
Oh, wow.
You felt that, right?
Oh God, my body is just moving back and forth.
Yeah, it shivered. Like I have a feeling it just like shifted. All right.
Oof.
Yeah, you're doing good, Sarah.
Oh.
Ah, shakti, rikiti, ah, shakti, 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 shakti.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Oh. Beautiful.
Yeah, feel that sense of light coming through.
Oh, oh bless you. I'm just shaking, but I'm smiling.
Yes, there's a lot more to smile about. I want to wish you a beautiful and blessed birthday.
So beautiful. I love it. Oh,
thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. Thank you, because you actually brought a lot of light into the community by you know, bringing up healing for yourself. We all got some really powerful energy. So thank you so much. A lot of our listeners are saying that too. So thank you. Bless you and happy birthday in advance.
Thank you.
Awesome. Love it. Love it.
Thank you. Good job.
Yeah. Everybody's giving Sarah some birthday love. I love it. That's so cool. I'm loving this format. This is so cool. So much fun. Yeah. Yeah. Aww. Healing is fun. I mean, we can make it even more fun than what it used to be. So I'm thinking we have time to take maybe one more, or we can go straight to the offer, because I got some, you know, private messages. I saw they were coming through. People were asking how to work with Deepal. Now, I love how Gretchen, I don't know if you did this or Nyla did it, but the offer URL is right on top of the screen, which is orderjoy2020.com/organs23. And it is organs, not organ. So it's organ, it's plural, organs 23. So you guys can see that on the screen. And that's how it will be every time. And then Gretchen also typed it in the chat. So if you want to click on that, or they'll have to copy paste it, maybe.
I don't know if you can click on. I'm not sure. You guys have to let us know. Yeah. I can click on it.
I'm not sure it's clickable. I think
me to share my screen?
Just click. They're saying just click. So you can. If you're able to click. So shouldn't it be Deepal sharing her screen? Because that way she can scroll up.
Whatever's easier, yeah.
Do you know how to do screen share?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to turn off my camera. I want to give some more room to Deepal.
Yeah.
That way we will be, I think we should be off of there as Deepal starts screen sharing.
Will you just disable or enable screen sharing for me?
Gretchen, you're the boss here. You need to, I don't know how to do it.
Okay, here we go. Give me 1 second. Okay. All right.
Beautiful.
I am right on orderjoy2020.com/organs23. And guys, this program is an extensive program that my guides and I came up with. Any program that I do and offer to From Heartache to Joy or any summit anywhere, I use the help of my guides. And so the package A, if you take a look at it, and I invite each and every one of you to package A or B, whichever one resonates with you, calls out to you, you know, if you're going to be receiving this beautiful, powerful, unique experience of quantum body awakening to help awaken that wisdom within your body. And I work with prana, right? Which is your life force energy, but it's not just life force energy. It's the life force energy made out of the five elements, which is the five elements of nature. Okay. So here's what you're receiving in package A, which is 15 remote remedies for 15 days, 4 bonus MP3s, 2 live group healing sessions with me, 21 days of liver health, 21 days of quantum kidney health, 21 days of quantum overall body reboot, the private Facebook group access, as well as a limited time bonus of quantum jumping to instant healing. And I love that MP3. It's an MP3. So let's go over the item 1, which is, oh, it's not 15. I'm sorry. It's 12 quantum remote infusions. And they're all 3 to 6 minutes. You can use one each day as listed in order per day. And once you're done with the 12 days, you can use them in any order, whichever one you're guided to use. You can put them on loop. You could use them on no volume by turning the volume down on your phone. You can use them while you're sleeping or while you're awake and active. It does not matter because the energy is already infused within each of these remedies. Okay. And what they're going to do, these infusions, they're going to infuse within the master cell, and they're going to access that master cell and start clearing and healing straight from the master cell. They're very potent and they will provide instant relief and healing. All right. So here's what you're receiving, the infusions. So liver detox, kidney detox, enzyme and bile reset. These are things that our liver and kidneys work with in order to function properly, is the bile and the enzymes. And then there's reverse kidney and liver damage and infections, digestive system healing, especially if you're dealing with IBS, GERD, leaky gut, ulcers, hemorrhoids, constipation, reflux, whatever it is, that is the digestive system healing. And then we have the heavy metals, chemicals, pharmaceuticals, environmental, EMF detox. And we have to clear those out of our body. Then there's the shortness of breath and regulating your heartbeat infusion. Hair makeover for growth and grays. I know somebody mentioned that their hair started to gray at the age of 20. So this will really be great. headaches and migraines. HPV, as well as Epstein-Barr, fluid retention, swelling, and edema, and regulating your urination. So those are all the infusions. And then you're also receiving 4 bonus MP3s. So throughout the 4 bonus MP3s, you are going to be receiving cord cutting through all lifetimes and dimensions. Now, for me as a healer, I've always cut cords by the millions because I find that we don't just hold on to a handful of cords. We're corded and connected to everything and everyone. But imagine clearing out all lifetimes of cords. that's what's so important, so that you don't hold on to as many, right? So you're not feeling that heaviness, that pressure all the time. So detach yourself from all the negative emotions, dependencies, and repetitive cycles that impede your progress, and actually find yourself less depleted, more energized, and finding more fulfilling circumstances in your life when you cut the cords.
Yeah. I want to say this is one of the most powerful exercises that one can do. There was a question earlier on the chat. Somebody had said that they heard if you cut the cords, then those places where the cords were are open for other energies to enter. Could you address that? You know, how do you do cutting? Thank you.
Yeah. So when we cut the cords, we don't, well, for me, speaking for me, I normally ask the person, is it okay if I can cut your cords? Now listen to this if you feel safe enough to cut the cords and listen to this MP3. But what we're doing is that when we cut it, we bring in light immediately so that it fills the gap. Anytime we clear even energy, those emotions or past lifetimes or ancestral energies or karmic energies, I always bring in light immediately afterwards to fill in the gap. We don't want to leave any holes, because too often I have found that, and yes, that person's right, that is also a good question to ask, how a healer actually clears and cords, and then what do they do after, so that you're not feeling completely depleted and more sick at the end, right? So know that I make sure to fill it in with light, and we actually clear it from the root so it doesn't grow back. We don't want these energies to, we don't want to keep connecting to these energies. We want to let go and then not have to revisit. So that's how that happens. I hope that helps. But the second MP3 is reconnecting to the mind, body, and the five energy systems. And that's 4 minutes and 41 seconds. And this is going to help you unleash that potential within you as you rewire those connections between the mind, body, and five energy systems. So I work with five different systems. That has always been the way I do my work, because that works with the whole body, not just bits and pieces. So sometimes you'll find that some people just work with chakras or the Hara line, or, you know, certain energy field only, but we have to work with all of them. So there are 72,000 nadis that I work with. And these are like meridians and channels that run through your body. There's also 12 meridians. So there's a lot of work when we work together and when you listen to these MP3s, okay? And so reconnect the mind, body, and five energy systems. That's just going to help you on your journey to feeling stronger, revitalized, and just ready to embrace the light, you know, life and its new possibilities. So I love that MP3. And this is one of my favorite. So switching off diseases through the mitochondria, it's a 1 hour healing experience where you're going to experience a profound transformation where we turn off, we go in and find all the switches that are on in your body. Okay. Each of my MP3s are for your body. Okay. Because that's how I've programmed them. And so we are working with switching off the triggers that fuel diseases and illnesses and persistent health problems, whether it's genetic or whether it's been there for a very long time or from childhood, mother wounds. I've worked a lot with mother wounds. You know, I find it very common that people will work with father wounds, but lately I've found that mother wounds are a lot deeper. And familial curses. That's been something I've found in many of my clients. About 80% of my clients have familial curses that are creating diseases in their body. Like I had this lady who would not lose weight. No matter what she did, she could not lose the weight. But there was a curse in the women's side of her mom's side where she took on a curse and contracted, made a vow that, okay, I am going to take on all the weight of all the women in the family. And once we removed that, she started to see that her body started to shift and change. She had more energy to be active. And that's what helped her lose all the weight, because now she was able to bring in some activity into her life and release that family curse. So that one's going to be really, really important.
And this is not just limited to liver and kidney anymore. This is for all diseases.
Oh, no. Now, this is the entire body, because I want the entire body to heal. Okay. Mm. So all of these, the 15 infusions are liver, kidney mostly. And then some of them are for the entire body, but then these four are for the entire body. So we want to cover all the grounds. And then there's quantum longevity activation, and that's 1 hour where you embrace the transformative journey towards a new body that frees you from the shackles of pain and limitations, because I want you to reclaim your power. You've been holding back for so long, and I know you guys are ready to reclaim that power. So let's create more strength, resilience, and let go those beliefs that have held you hostage for so long. And I know that with this wonderful and powerful MP3, you're going to step forward into the confidence that you've been seeking for so long. So let's get your dreams to become a reality, guys. Item 3 is 2 live group calls. And this is collective quantum healing, and it will include 15 minutes of group healing and 30 minutes of Q&A. So I'll do a group healing, and we'll connect the liver and kidneys. We'll go in, connect through them, and then work through the rest of the body and restore the balance within the body. We're going to work on the vital organs. We're going to work on the communication with the master cell. We're going to work on many different areas of your body that are showing up at that time. So I want to work with the energy and answer questions for you that are pertinent at that time. So we will work with the collective, and you can feel relief. You'll feel lighter. You'll feel tingling. You're going to feel a new sense of being, because that's what we want. To reset and realign your entire body. And then
quick, people, really quick about the MP3s. Laura wants to know, how often do we listen to these MP3s?
So I want you to listen to them once, and then I want you to listen to your body as to what works for your body. Okay. Ask your body, do you want to listen to this some more? A lot of times what'll happen is people will put them on loop, or they'll listen to them 2-3 times a day. But if you want to put them on loop, it's perfectly fine. Your body's only going to take on what it needs. That's how the MP3s are set up, so that you don't get too much at a time and you don't get too little, right? So they're already set for you and your body.
Okay, another question from Ernest. He's saying, as a father, can I do this on my children's behalf as they are underage?
Yes. So I work with a lot of people who want a healing for their children. And a lot of children are underage. And then there are other children that they cannot share, that they want to, you know, that they bought a package for them or whatever. Now, the person that you purchase the program for, they do not need to know, because what I do is I put out a healing. When you start playing these energies, their higher self already knows what it wants. Their body, their physical body, already knows what it wants to receive. And it will take that good energy on, and it'll release all the negative energy, or the energy that it no longer needs. So yes, you can purchase this program for your loved ones. They do not need to listen to the MP3s. You can turn the MP3s on and do the be a surrogate for the one-on-one session. It is perfectly fine.
You can do this on the session also, Ernest. That was his second question. Thank you for answering that. Okay, we can go back to the package now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No worries. So two live group call healing sessions, and then what we're going to do in item number four. So you get three sets of 21 wow. days of remote quantum rebirth of the liver, kidney, and all over body. I love this because we're going to be working through detoxing, purifying, and resetting the mind, body, soul, and spirit for 63 days total. And my guide team and I, we're going to work on all these specific areas. We're going to make sure the prana is working properly. All the blocks are being cleared throughout this time, making sure you're feeling present and grounded, clear, and in control. Because a lot of times when we do this type of healing, especially for the liver and kidneys, a lot of people will feel that they're not in control. But we want to bring that back because you are in control. You are in control of your health and your mind and your body. And this program is going to help you and support you in that. Because whatever you're ready to release and let go, that's what's going to happen. And that's why I picked 21-day series, three 21-day series, so that you have enough time to get comfortable in that space and let go, okay? So you will have 63 days total for that. And then, of course, you get the quantum jumping to instant healing. This is where you will receive this limited time mega bonus of listening to this MP3 and taking that quantum leap towards other dimensions of reality where you transform your body, you're moving through and really connecting with the multiverse of yourself. You're seeing yourself healed. You are healed. And it's this peaceful trance that will allow you to expand your consciousness in ways that you never imagined. And I love this 20-minute quantum jumping to instant healing MP3. So give it a try, guys. It's very powerful. So that's all package A. Now, package B is where we get really deep and we dive in a lot more within your body, your mind, and your energy systems, because it gives me one-on-one access to you and your body and your unique issues, okay? So you'll get all package A plus the one-on-one, the one on-demand silent healing, and as well as a 20-minute deep dive with me. Now, let me explain to you what the on-demand silent healing is. This is so powerful, and everybody loves the on-demand silent healing because it is done through my guides. My guides, who consist of masters and angels and Hindu gods and goddesses who are ready to serve you. And whatever problems you have, you'll fill out a form when you sign up. And all you have to do is sit in 30 minutes of silence, or you could be doing whatever you want, but I'd rather prefer that you sit and really receive and take in everything that that is present for you at that moment. I would rather you be present and grounded, okay? So schedule your 30-minute session, and then when it's time, you will go ahead, set your intention, and just let it be, okay? And the guides will take care of the rest. So you can read more about that as to exactly what you need to do. You will feel some sensations because when the guides are working on you, there will be tingling and heat, lightness. You may even feel them. A lot of people start to feel them. And if you're not used to feeling your guides, you'll definitely be feeling them. So take a look out for that. It's a really fun feeling and interaction. So you'll have a good time with that. And then, of course, we've got the 20-minute deep dive with me. Now, with this, we're going to be working on your unique issue. Whatever is holding you back, whatever is stuck, whatever you don't know, we're going to unfold, unravel, clear, cancel, delete it out of your system so that you can finally heal. Okay, so know that you will be unplugged finally from all the old algorithms and 34,000 emotions that you're entangled in. Of course, the limiting beliefs and self-sabotage and any resistance to your healing as we work through the ancestral karmic and in-womb imprints, all right? And so that package is 247. Package A, I believe, was 167. And so whichever one that you resonate with, I invite all of you to either one of those. I'd love to work with all of you in the package B on a one-on-one. However, I know there is limited spaces. So if you want to work with me, I would love and be honored to do that with you. And so there are frequently asked questions, which you can go through. I've also made a Google copy of that, I believe, or a Word document, which you will receive in your download page. And you can go through all of this at your own leisure.
Okay? Beautiful. That is awesome. Thank you for doing that. I want to quickly say one thing, Gretchen. I saw some questions on, they couldn't click on the link. You can't, unfortunately, click on any of these, but you have to type it in. It's right here on the screen, on the yellow highlight, orderjoy2020.com/organs23. Go ahead, Gretchen.
Awesome. Okay. I may have missed you saying this, Deepo, but I just want to make sure everybody knows that Deepo has not been doing sessions for a while. So in package B, you're getting an on-demand session and a personal deep dive session. So you're actually really getting two personalized sessions with Deepo in that package. And it's really first come, first serve. So if you want to jump in on those, be sure to be quick so you can grab that. I saw a bunch come through this morning. So those are booking up. The other thing is the limited time bonus, which is the quantum jumping into instant healing. That's available only for a couple more days. So that's with package A and B. So if you want that, which sounds like an awesome bonus. So if you want that, make sure that you get in. The countdown timer will go through. You'll see it come up when it's starting to expire. So be on the lookout for that. But to make it easy, just don't delay if you're interested in the program. So that's what I have on my end.
And if you guys have any questions for Deepo, we still have her. And I know we promised you guys a group session, which we're going to go into once we finish all the questions. So there is one from Monma. And the question is, does this package help with depression that has been there for many years? So if you can maybe point out, Deepo, is package A enough or do they need package B?
If you've been dealing with depression for many years, I highly recommend that you do a one-on-one session with me, because what I'm finding is that depression, it's not just coming in from this lifetime. There is a switch within your autonomic nervous system that is hindering your growth, like it's suppressing. And I could see how that the brain and the spine are kind of compressed. It almost feels like you're boxed up. Okay, so for me, I see a lot of things on the physiological, biological parts of the body. And so sometimes you may not understand exactly what I'm talking about, but when we start working one-on-one, I can explain to you a little bit about what's happening in your body and how the emotions are stuck in there, because we also get into both aspects. And that's what's different about my healings, is that we not only hit all the emotions and all the past lifetimes and all of those stories. Yeah, that's aside. But what's really happening in your body? You know, a lot of people want to know that sometimes doctors don't have the answers to. So what's happening is that with depression, you get boxed up. And so then you feel small, like you feel like you don't matter. You feel like you're a failure, and that's what's coming through for you. And so you're having a hard time coming out of this box. And so what I want to do is I really want to get you out of this box, lift you up, and bring you out into the world, which you're so afraid of doing. And I can see that, but you're ready to come out. Okay, so use this package to its fullest. And I can see that you're really gonna benefit from it.
Beautiful, thank you. Ernest, okay, I found your question. Ernest said, I've been having asthma since I was young and recently headache on the left side of my head. Sometimes I also have dizziness due to low sugar and lower back pain. Are all these connected and will this package help?
Yeah, so I'm seeing it's connected to the liver and the kidneys, more so the liver. I can see in the left, like on the lobe on the left side of your liver, it's got these shadows. It's got all these, it's kind of like clusters of energies that are stuck here that are ready to be released. And so what's happening is it's impacting your immune system and suppressing the immune system, as well as, I don't know if you have digestive issues too, but it's also hindering your digestive system. So we got to work on all three of these areas, and there's a few more, but yeah, we can definitely work on that.
Beautiful. And then can they play the MP3s on quiet? Did you already answer that? You said loop.
Yeah, okay. you could use it on no volume. So just turn the volume down on your phone, like if you're out and about, or you just don't want to listen to it right now and you want to just take in the energies, that's perfectly fine. A lot of people find my voice very soothing. So they're like, I want you to make more of the ones with sound with you talking versus, you know, music or silent ones. So you can use the MP3s however you wish. It's all about the energy.
It's all about the energy, absolutely.
A bunch of questions. So I see Cindy, this just reminded me, a bunch came through over the weekend too. Cindy wrote in, will this help with high blood pressure?
So high blood pressure, it's connected to the liver and the kidneys. And a lot of people don't know that, especially if you have high blood pressure, diabetes, pancreas problems, right? So what's happening is that the blood pressure, when the liver becomes toxic, okay, the blood starts to become toxic. And so that blood that's filtering through your heart space is toxic. And so the valves, okay, and because of all of the pain that you have endured, your valves have kind of become weak in the heart. So one part of the heart is working proper, and the other part of the heart is taking on so much pressure. It feels so much pressure from the environment that you're in. And it feels like you were in a toxic relationship that really put a lot of pressure on you. Whether it was at work, I'm getting that as well. But all of this impacted your heart space and leaving you feeling unsupported and lonely. And even your family, I don't feel that connection and support there. So there's a few things that we can work on here. My dear.
Awesome.
What about, there's like five issues that came in over the weekend. So will this help with bone issues?
So I have worked with those people who have rheumatoid arthritis, teeth and gum health, where the bones are starting to get weak. And of course, joint, you know, knee pain, osteoporosis, and it's all coming from the liver because the liver has become toxic. Okay. Mm. The kidneys, of course, are connected and they work together. And so if you have only worked on your liver, guys, please let me help you work on the liver and the kidneys, because the energy is not just in the liver, it's in both. Yes, there are different amounts. And so we'll tackle that as we work together. So if you are having bone health problems, yes, let's work through the liver and the kidneys.
Awesome. What about fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue? Will it help with those?
Yeah. So again, a lot of these issues stem from the liver and the kidneys. I worked with somebody who did have fibromyalgia, and once we did a clearing, and this is really interesting because all she needed was a house clearing. Oh. It was the wildest thing, but her liver and her kidneys were cluttered because her house was cluttered of energies. So once we cleared her home, her entire, like, she's like, Deeple, oh, I had cool. no energy. I was cleaning. I had no pain. I have MS. I have fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue.
Wow.
So it's amazing what can happen when we shift the energy around us and what can happen when we shift it within us. Of course, we worked a few more sessions on what was, you know, also happening late, you know, later on we worked, but that was the instantaneous wow. result that she got from just one 30-minute healing. So it was great.
That's beautiful. I just want to quickly remind everybody that we do have very limited of those private sessions in package B. So orderjoy2020.com/organs23. Get in now if you want a session with Deeple, because those will go fast. So right. the package B one-on-one sessions, we have a very limited amount. Awesome. How about anxiety? Well, I'm going to say, I mean, from what I know, when you're dealing with the adrenals, that controls so much. Once your hormones are back in balance, yeah, I mean, anxiety, depression, all kinds of things get better. So give it a try, honey. Give it a try.
The last one that I have is, what about abundance or relationship issues?
Yeah, so... when we're working on healing underlying health issues, they usually stem from something outside of us, right? Whether it's been toxic relationships, or relationships with our parents, which never goes away. And then, or abundance, right? In a sense of what happened to our jobs, like over COVID, so many people lost their jobs. Right now, people are having a hard time finding jobs. And, you know, inflation is going up. And here we are, like, how do we handle the stressors outside of us? As soon as stress hits from anything in our environment, yeah, it's going to impact our health in some way or form. And it's also going to impact our relationships and abundance. So outside of this, yes, today we're talking about health. We're talking about the liver. Can the liver and the kidneys hold on to the lack of, like, poverty consciousness, scarcity, all of that? Yes, it can. Can it hold on to our relationships, those abusive ones that we've had, or where we've been sexually assaulted? Sure, it can. Because that's what happened to me for a very long time. My liver would not flush out and my kidneys would not heal. I stayed in fear. And every time I would hear a man's voice or some man telling me what to do, I would abide by it for the longest time. And I'd be like, okay, I have to do what you tell me to do. And I never learned to speak up because my liver and kidneys were so intoxicated with that energy. So yes, if you're going through a divorce or have been through an awful divorce or anything, even a boss that was bossy, right? I mean, we have to heal these things. So yes, I'd love to work with you no matter what is going on in your life.
I love that. That is so beautiful. Very unexpected side benefit. I mean, yeah.
I was like, really?
This is a must-have package. And I have to thank you, Deeple, for keeping the prices so economical because, you know, with what's going on today in the world, this really helps. So thank you so much. I mean, this is something we can really all use. I mean, forget about me being in Pakistan and experiencing riots and all that. Recently in Dallas, in Allen, you guys must have heard, there was a shooting in and out, you know, outlet mall. And I used to go there all the time when I lived there. That hit me too. Like, oh my God. So there's stuff happening everywhere, which is just, you know, since the lunar eclipse started, it's been just weird energies. And of course we had the retrograde happening too, but we're just sponges. We're empaths. We're just taking it all in. And that's beautiful because that's part of why we are who we are. We kind of take in the energies, but then we don't know what to do with them. We kind of keep them there. And we have our own stuff. We have our ancestral stuff. We have our past life or parallel life stuff. And then we take on the world, which is right now at like the volume is way high.
And so now we've got artificial intelligence.
Right. So yeah. So we empaths really, really have this important role to play, which we can't play unless, you know, our engine is, you know, if you're a Ferrari, you got to keep that engine up to date, well oiled and clean. So that's what we got to do. So beautiful. Thank you so much. This is a beautiful package. I appreciate you for bringing it to our community. And guys, hopefully this resonated with you. OrderJoy2020.com/organs23. Hope you take advantage of Deepal's very generous, very beautiful offer. And I think it's now time to, as we promised to our group, they've been waiting patiently for the group healing. And I'll do the same thing again. I'll mute myself and I will turn off my video so that I don't take up any space.
All right, guys. So we're gonna be opening your liver and kidney lobes. The liver and kidney have certain way that they're sectioned. Okay, and they're sectioned into lobes. And so this is a guided process to help you release any heaviness, stuckness, overwhelm that you might be carrying. It's going to allow you to feel calmer and really feel the release and relief as you fully integrate the pranic frequencies that we're going to be working with. And the healing will supercharge and restore your filtration system so that your liver and kidneys can start the healing process, okay? But I don't want you to stop here. Make sure that if you are guided, if you are getting a nudge towards any one of the programs, A or B, to make sure that you take advantage of it now, okay? Because this is just gonna help further your healing. Now, what I want you to do is close your eyes. Make sure you're in a comfortable position. And just take a nice deep breath in and out and allow your body to settle into this beautiful state of relaxation. Taking a nice deep breath in, filling your lungs with this revitalizing air. As you inhale and exhaling any tension and stress that you're carrying. And I want you to bring your awareness to your liver and your kidneys, as my guides are here to infuse this beautiful light and hold the space for us as we connect with your body, your mind, and your energy systems. The guardians of your filtration system are here. I want you to visualize them within your body. There's this radiating, warm, vibrant glow. Feel that gentle beam of golden light descending from above, enveloping your entire being with its soothing energy. Feel this divine light permeating every cell, every tissue, every organ, bringing forth a sense of calm and serenity. As the golden light settles within you, direct your intention to your liver. Visualize its lobes opening. like delicate flowers, petals unfurling to embrace the light. Sense any heaviness, stuckness, overwhelm being gently released and dissolved by the illuminating power of this golden light. Allow yourself to fully surrender to this process of release, knowing that with each passing moment, you become freer. You become more free and peaceful. All the burdens and emotional weight being effortlessly lifted as your liver is cleansed, rejuvenated by the divine flowing light through you. Shifting your focus over to your kidneys, visualize them awakening. Their innate wisdom and vitality restored. See their lobes just opening up like radiant blossoms reaching towards the sun. Feel the surge of healing energy coursing through your kidneys, purifying, rejuvenating, and strengthening them on a deep cellular level. Any imbalances and blocks are being gently dissolved and swept away by the powerful pranic frequency that now flows through your entire filtration system. Feel the relief and the renewed sense of vitality, harmony, balance. Bask in this beautiful radiant light flowing through the liver and kidneys. Feel the harmonious connection between these vital organs working synchronistically to support your overall well-being. Feel the resilience coming through. Take a nice deep breath in and a nice breath out. Slowly bring your awareness back to the present moment. Wiggle your fingers and toes and stretch your body. Open your eyes when you're ready. As you're supercharged and restored, allow your kidneys and liver to embark on this beautiful healing journey. And I really do hope to see you all on the other side. Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, Deepal. Thank you. Aram just messaged and said her power was, they got a warning, so she had to go. So thank you. Thank you. Let us know how you guys are doing. Let us, give us some hearts. Awesome. Thank you, Deepal. This was such an important topic and one that I don't think we talk about a whole lot. So it's kind of like those organs that you really don't talk about. So I know it definitely opened my eyes to a lot of things. So I certainly appreciate your time and all shared with us.
Yes, you are so welcome. And I really do love being here with all of you. This has been amazing. And if you're still questioning, you know, is this for me? I really want you to take this time and think about it. I mean, your liver and kidneys power everything in your body. They really do. Because again, remember, they have three processes, right? Our body needs to metabolize, detoxify and filter. If it's not doing it properly, it's going to create blocks in your body. And when that happens, you're going to see stuff, whatever you want to call it, right? Whatever disease or concern or ailment you want to call it, it will show up because these processes are not working properly. So I hope that helps you understand where your liver and kidneys play a role in your body. And we're not just working with them when it comes to this program. We're working with revitalizing every single organ and system in your body. Of course, we're working through the filtration system, but we have to start somewhere, right? So that's what we're going to be doing. So I hope that helps everyone understand the power of this program today.
Just a quick question here. Someone is asking, is the mitochondria MP3 spoken?
I believe it is. I believe it's an actual, it's an MP3 where it's a group replay, I believe.
Awesome. Very good. All right, guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you so much. You're welcome.
Hannah. I love the messages.
I know. I can't stop reading them. Awesome. All right, guys, thank you so much for being here. Deeple, thank you so much for all you do and spending this time with us here today. Guys, like I said, if you want to take advantage of the bonus, as well as if you're interested in a session, which is actually two personalized sessions, one remote on demand and the other one one-on-one with Deeple, those are filling up. It's going to be one of those things where Deeple's like, hey, my calendar's full, Gretchen, turn it off. So if you want in, make sure you jump in quickly so you don't miss out on those. So that's all on my end. Deeple, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Gretchen. Thank you, guys. It's so wonderful.